I suppose the most famous Canadian right now is Drake, right? I saw Drake in concert a couple months ago. I bet you wouldn't even think I would be friends with Drake, but guess what? I'm not. But I did see Drake in concert. I had two shows in Las Vegas in the same night, and after the second show, the promoter came up to me and he goes, "Hey, Jim, Drake is doing a special show here in a nightclub in the casino. Would you like to go and feel uncomfortable?" And I just finished my second show. It was like 11:30, and I was like, "You know what? I want to go. You know, I might not be a Drake expert, but, you know, I have friends that like Drake. Well, my six-year-old Patrick likes Drake. So I want to impress Patrick." So the promoter took Ted and I, and he escorted us through the casino to the nightclub where all these Drake fans were waiting to go in. They all looked at me like, "Oh, my gosh, there's Drake's accountant." And they brought us in the club, and they set us up at a table, and they got us drinks and everything. And they're like, "Do you need anything else?" And I was like, "When does Drake go on?" And they're like, 2:30. And I was like, "Cool, can I get a wake-up call?" Because it was probably midnight at this point. So I had to decide, do I wait 2.5 hours to see one of the biggest musicians of today, who I personally knew one of his songs, or do I go back to my room and sleep? And I just figured, God's plan, right? God's plan. So I spent the next 2.5 hours hanging around these drunk Drake fans, trying to stay awake. After an hour, I realized Drake is just a combination of the words drunk and awake. Drake. Two 2:30 finally came. No Drake. Around 2:45, I was like, did Drake pick up a shift at Tim Hortons? Drake finally went on at 3 a.m. I don't know, maybe he slept in. 3 a.m. You know, like, if you're even out at 3 a.m., you've made a couple bad decisions. That's when Drake starts work. And I work at night. I like working at night. And generally, the later a job starts, the more appealing. But 3 a.m., Drake might as well be hosting the Today Show. He could fill in for Savannah Guthrie. Drake did an hour show. He performed from 3 to 4. I learned later on he was paid $2 million for that 1 hour of work. So we make the same. The show ended at 4, and I started walking back to my room. 4 a.m. in Vegas, which is 7 a.m. here on the East Coast. And I live in New York. And so it's like 7 a.m. in New York and 9:13 in Newfoundland. When I was walking back, I was like, you know, it's 7 a.m. and I should just call home. So I called home, my wife answered, and she was like, "What are you doing awake?" And I'm like, "It's a long story. Is Patrick, our six-year-old, is he awake?" And she put Patrick on the phone, and I'm like, "Patrick, you're not gonna believe who I just saw in concert. I saw Drake." And Patrick said, "Who's Drake?" So it was worth it, it was totally worth it. I saw a moose. Have you seen him? I saw a moose in person. I mean, or in moose. I'm a person who saw a moose. And I tell you, I don't feel like I was ready. I don't know how big I thought a moose was gonna be, but I was way off. I was way off. It was huge. And I feel like I should have been warned. Like, someone should have been like, "You might see a moose, get ready." But my friend was like, "You might see a moose, have fun." Like it was a butterfly or something. "Hopefully you'll see a moose." So I was like in shock when I saw it. I was like, "Wow, whoa, are they shooting a Star Wars movie up here? How many people are in that moose costume?" At least three. It was huge. It was the size of like a Transformer. It was gigantic. And then my friend was like, "Don't get close, it'll kill you." What? At that moment, I realized my moose knowledge didn't exist. I knew nothing about moose. Like, my moose knowledge, it comes from cartoons. In cartoons, moose are like, "Hey, how you doing?" But in real life, they're like, "I'm gonna kill you!" How did that translate? Never hear moose in those animal songs, right? The cow goes moo, the cat goes meow, the moose goes, I'm gonna stomp you to death. Did you know that the plural of moose is reginas? That surprised me. Wasn't ready for that. I performed in Lethbridge, Alberta. Lethbridge. If you don't know anything about Lethbridge, don't feel bad. Neither do people in Lethbridge. I asked them, I was like, hey, what should I know about Lethbridge? And they're like, oh. I'm like, is there anything I should know about Lethbridge? And they're like, Calgary's 2 hours away. Is this like a temporary city? Did everyone just show up a month ago? We got like a bridge. A lot of those Western Canadian cities have a bridge that they tell you about. We got the longest land bridge over a small ass body of water. I don't know if you should brag about that. That sounds like a mistake. An engineering error. We got a highway with no exits. That might be on purpose. Yeah. Kitchener, I had schnitzel. Kitchener, or as I refer to it, Berlin. Because Kitchener is very German, right? Any Germans here? Yeah? That's about the extent of German pride. It helps that we're in the dark. I don't want to lose my job. That's worldwide. I was in Vienna, Austria, and they were like insistent that they were not German. We're not German. We're not German. We're totally different. I mean, we speak German. And our, our culture's German, but, you know, and in every war we fought with Germany, but we're not German. I almost believe you. That's sad. We're having an election in America, so there's bound to be some Americans that threaten to move to Canada.
If that person gets elected, I'm moving to Canada.
I don't remember Canada extending an invitation. It's like... And I've been coming to Canada for years, been recruited 0 times. No one's ever called me, hey, you live in the States? You ever thought of making a move? How you feel about clam juice?
He better stop with the clam jokes. It's getting too much.
In my hotel, there is a youth hockey team staying there. There is a youth hockey team staying in every Canadian hotel. Are they allowed to go home? How long are these tournaments? Every hotel. Every time I'm in an elevator in a Canadian hotel, I feel like someone in the other room's like,
send in the kids with the smelly hockey bags.
There's not enough room.
Just do it. Tell them we'll give them clam juice.
That better be the last clam juice joke.
But of course, the youth hockey league, that's all about the Canadian hockey dream, right? They're, you know, parents drive their children all around Canada because there's the dream that maybe their child might be, just by chance, maybe the next Wayne Gretzky, right? And I'm here to tell you, it's probably not. There's only one great one, and I think he lives in Phoenix.
Let's kill him.
I remember the first time I came to Canada, the big difference I noticed was that things are measured differently, right? Temperature and distance. And I remember at the time being like, well, that's annoying. And then eventually I realized it wasn't just Canada. It was the entire world that uses the metric system, except for us. And I tell you, it was strange as an American to realize every other country on the planet was wrong. Right? And should change for us, because we all know God loves America more. And that love is measured in feet. Now, here's how I can tell the way Americans measure things is annoying. Because occasionally you'll run into a British person who will announce their weight in stones.
I'm nearly 12 stone.
I'm sorry, are you a caveman?
Me equal 12 rock. Me is tallest and log.
How do the English say stone with a straight face? It's like, how do you condescend to the entire world when you're weighing yourself in boulders? We're going to leave the EU and return to our pebble economy. I do love doing international shows. It's different with Trump as president. I know you guys are all fans of his. But no, it's different with Trump as president. It's kind of like having a parent that's an alcoholic. Show up in a country, you're like, sorry about my dad. We don't know what to do about it.
Trying to get the phone from him. Proving harder than we thought.
I find Canadians are the least fazed by Trump. Because, you know, within the world, you know, it's like, because Canadians, you know, Trump is just an exaggeration of the American stereotype. You know, Americans are known as obnoxious. Trump is just turning up the dial, right? That's the American stereotype, obnoxious. The Canadian stereotype, polite, which is not a stereotype, it's a compliment. But you guys still get angry. Like,
we're not polite, we're passive aggressive.
But what you don't realize to an American, passive aggressive is polite. But everything about Canada is pleasant. Even the Canadian flag. Most national flags have all these macho symbols like Mexico's an eagle eating a snake, America's stars and stripes, and Canada's just like, just put a leaf out there. One for every province. Ah, just one maple leaf. But I started my Canadian tour in the Maritimes. I started in Halifax. Halifax, I landed. The first thing I did is I ate a donair. And the second thing I did was have explosive diarrhea. I should have known something bad was coming. When I walked in, the guy was like, you don't even look drunk. I'm not.
Here you go.
Did you know that Donair was started by a Turkish immigrant who moved to Halifax and wanted to open a toilet paper company? It's really a beautiful Canadian story. It really is. Those Donairs are amazing. You know, that's that spicy meat with that sweet sauce, which I'm almost positive is just melted ice cream.
I'll have a donair and make it cookies and cream.
That donair meat, I still can't find out what it is. It's like, you know, dancer and prancer. And donair and blitzen. But do you recall the most tasty diarrhea-causing meat of all? It's the donair. I'm convinced that the donair was just created so we can digest poutine. Right? Some guy went to the doctor. I had poutine a month ago. And the doctor's like, I'm going to prescribe you a donair. Think it'll work? I'm also going to give you a prescription for a diaper.
Very important you put the diaper on before you eat the donair. Of course, poutine. Oh my gosh, poutine. At this point, are there any Canadian restaurants that don't serve poutine? I picked one up at, what was it? It was a Booster Juice. It's like, yeah, I had the kale poutine smoothie. It was delicious. Poutine. I know some of you pronounce it poutine, but you're still saying poo. I love poutine, and I eat unhealthy, and some would say I built a career out of eating unhealthy. But, you know, poutine, it's a little irresponsible. I mean, after all, I don't want to die. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like someone was just trying to make French fries more unhealthy.
Well, what if we cover it in everything that causes heart disease? Let's do it. We have free health care.
In Edmonton, I had pierogi poutine.
Yeah, I had to sign a waiver and everything.
It's the first food I had to provide emergency contact for. It was delicious, but do we need pierogi poutine? Has anyone ever eaten poutine and been like, you know what this needs? Carbs.
It started in Quebec, right? And now it's everywhere in Canada. But you know there was probably a part of Canada that was like, wait a minute, we're as a country, we're going with the French fry thing? Not salmon or beaver tail? All right, I guess that's better than syrup. Did you know that poutine in French means Vladimir Putin? I'm just saying.
I love how poutine is different in different provinces. Like, you know, or in like in Ottawa, there's the squeaky cheese that goes on the poutine, right? There's the squeaky cheese. The first time I performed in Ottawa, it was in April during a poutine fest. And I learned later on it was the second poutine fest of the year. Which means sometime in January or February, someone was at a poutine fest and they were like, why don't we do this next month? Like, if it happens every month, that's not a festival. That's a habit. Last time I was in Ottawa, it was during Winterlude. Winterlude, you know, of course, it's an outdoor festival in February. Okay. You know, in America, when there's horrible weather, we cancel events. You guys kind of plan around them. Hey, you know how it's the coldest month of the year? What if we had a party outside?
Why would we do that?
It could be like an interlude between the poutine fests.
I have to admit, I'm a little disappointed by the number of Tim Hortons in town.
There's some, but you go to some cities in Canada and the number of Tim Hortons is uncomfortable. Like you drive by the fifth one and you're like, is this a Tim Hortons theme park? Are we sure they're only selling coffee and donuts?
Canadians, you guys are always like, that's our Dunkin' Donuts. That's our Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, in America, we don't have Dunkin' Donuts on every block. Tim Hortons is like America's stop sign. Now I've seen some Tim Hortons in America, and whenever I see a Tim Hortons in America, I always have the same thought. Don't force your culture on us. Yeah.
But you wouldn't know how that feels. Well, Last week, I went to a Canadian Tire store. I don't want to brag. I was kind of surprised to find out they sell more than tires. I don't know why I would think they'd only sell tires. It's not like the store is called Canadian Tire. How important are tires to you people? You know, people love shopping for tires. We lure them in with the tires. And then, boom, we sell them a blender. Nobody in Canada even sounds like that guy. Of course, there are differences between Canada and America. It's not just healthcare and bacon. Your airport codes make no sense. And I love how you're so proud of them. YW pound sign representing, yeah. We're YW pound sign. It's weird. Toronto, YYZ. I don't know why. Well, it makes sense. Y is, you know, why not? And then Y, the second Y is like, why are you asking? And then the Z is like, see you later. This guy's a jerk.